Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
The heart knows. The heart shows. The heart bestows. And the beat goes on. Realizing that we really do hold the essence of our Creator within us will release us to live the roles we have come to live. This knowing removes all barriers we have constructed between ourselves and others through living in fear. This knowing enables us to embrace what it means to have a freedom of expression in all our creativity. It is a knowing that anything we conceive will be nourished through our movement and expression. The wisdom we seek outside of ourselves actually resides within our own memory. How do you know when the truth is spoken? It rings true in your church within. Let your spirit truly be your guide when making decisions pertinent to your own well-being. Choose not to become a parent. They perform their functions very well. Be the special human you have come to be. What is true for you? What will you give? Who will you be? Only share truth as you know it to be. When we love ourselves completely, it becomes easy to say to another, I love you just the way you are, and thank you for reflecting to me yet another part of myself. We are thankful for everyone we are blessed to meet and welcome all the lessons they bring. The greatest love is self-love. It's one and the same as God's love. Life is abundant with lessons and gifts. Abundance of all things is our birthright. Acceptance of this birthright opens doors to perfect health, wealth, and joy. There are many doors to unlock, many closets to clean before we reach our goals. Our intention must be clear and resonate with our soul. The things that plague us will stay the same as before. When we give thanks for our blessings, they will become much more. As the sunlight illuminates the cores of our being, its rays give us that expanded soul-filled feeling, a feeling that takes us to a peaceful place. We only need now to hold that space. Usually when we talk about relationships, we are more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, co-workers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship. We are all relating on the ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone. We have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on earth is the ultimate relationship. We have an opportunity to see and experience God in our everyday interaction with others. Every relationship is sacred. When we choose to see each one as sacred, we are much more open to receiving the gifts they bring. How we choose choose to perceive the way these relationships affect our lives determines the quality of life we live. We relate to people and situations in our lives based on how important we perceive each one to be. If we observe how we relate with others, we will have a greater insight about how we relate with ourselves. The way we see the world is a projection of how we see ourselves, and our relationships are a reflection of who we are. As we begin to truly love ourselves as we are, we will automatically begin to love the world and everything in it. Everything we do is a result of whatever thoughts are rooted in our minds. Our peace, joy, confusion, and what we hold to be right or wrong all reside here. When our relationships become chaotic, it is a reflection of what we are holding in our minds. Depending on how we let our thoughts and beliefs influence every moment of our day will determine how unstable or harmonious our relationships will be. We can decide to make a permanent residency with this confusion, or we will decide to use our minds to create a much more gratifying reality by first dispelling the myths we have lived by, most of which are not serving our highest good. Where do you stand with your beliefs? How do you choose to live? What fears are sharing your living space in the recesses of your mind? In life, we sometimes feel stagnated by our repetitive daily routines. We then begin to move in turbo mode to catch up with what we feel has been lost on our journey. Our goals, aspirations, and dreams we felt in our youth have somehow gotten lost in this movement called life. After many trials and tribulations with a feeling of going nowhere, we are compelled to just stop. When we stop, we allow ourselves time to reflect on whether the situations occurring in our lives are really needed for our best and highest good. Taking the steps towards your fearless journey will provide new doorways for you to enter, new challenges for you to embrace for your growth and transformation. Now, deciding to travel the fearless journey does not mean that you will not encounter any fears or pain. It just means that you will take a good hard look at them and decide that you have all the courage you need to surpass any obstacle life presents to you on a daily basis. If you feel you are ready to move on your fearless journey, just know that it's time. Every question you have will be answered if you're willing to just relax, breathe, and listen to your divine self. Bon voyage. Move forward on your fearless journey with the knowledge that you are indeed continually blessed in every challenge you decide to meet.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Paradise, and to look around and view anything. life anew to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish. If you wanna be okay, simply look around and you. Anything you want to do, wanna change the world, there's nothing to do. There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. You'll be free if you truly wish to be. Hold your breath. Make a wish.
Albert Einstein said, "No problem can be solved from the same consciousness that created it. We must see the world anew." When we apply this quote to our lives, we see that we cannot create abundance by staying in the consciousness of poverty, nor can we gain a sense of power in our lives while identifying with ourselves as a victim. And whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, we cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly.
winter turns to spring. Wounded heart will heal, but never much too soon. Yes, everything must change. Young become the old. Mysteries do unfold. Yes, they do. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. Comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, farmer's ground is plowed, people live and people die, yeah, but still we can revive, we must always try, seasons come and go, winter brings fresh snow.
Yeah! original, where you're going is better than where you've been. And the good news is that the bad news is all wrong. What's coming for you is better. I tell you, it is better. Oh my God, it is better.
You don't have to worry about a thing. Don't you worry. Don't you worry about a thing.
Why?
Rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and his music makes us thrive. Thank God for this change.
Welcome to the Play Experience. I am Ombasa Sophira, and I'm one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love, and certainly all change. That was Bishop Carlton Pearson. You can find his music at bishoppearson.com. And before that, you heard George Gorillaz with Pure Imagination. Those two things we cannot do without in our lives, pure imagination and change. George Gorillaz' music you can find at EV as in Victor, zonemusic.com. Beautiful, beautiful sounds. When we talk about change, change is the one thing that we cannot change. What? We cannot change. We are going to experience this change no matter what. Every time we breathe in and out, guess what? Change. It's not a long time coming. It's just here, present, and available. Yeah. Available, not something we have to dread, but something that's available to grasp, because whatever we in our minds have decided to conceptualize, we are actualizing, realizing, and making reality all around us, in front of us. Inevitably. So no matter what happens, every time we breathe in and out, change is occurring in our lives. So we get to choose what we're going to think about, what we're going to feel about, whether we're going to think about the past, or are we going to be in the present, deliberating. That's right, deliberating. And moving in our minds toward the now and what we see for the next moment. How are we going to create today? Thank you for joining me on the playground of life, the play experience. Again, I am Ombasa Sophira, and I live love. I breathe love. I share love, all my love with you. Loving you with a child's heart, sweet surrender. Yes, it's a love thing. How are you doing this wonderful, wonderful day that we are blessed with, that we sometimes take for granted? No need. So are you saying yes to life today? Tell me. Are you saying yes to love? Are you saying, even more important, are you saying yes to the abundance of everything that the energy that creates worlds has given us all? Everywhere we look, there is abundance. Now, I look anywhere. You could turn around, look behind you, look underneath your feet. Wherever you look,
there's an abundance of that. So are you living your life with a child's heart? And with this love, do you feel fully equipped with everything that you need in this abundant universe to fix up, recreate, or restore your own existence here? We're going to talk about this today. We're going to talk about excuses, the excuses that we give ourselves. We're going to talk about how we are procrastinating and holding ourselves back for, and we're going to try to get to what's the reason and what's the purpose, you know? So we're going to get there. We're going to get there. I'm looking around right now, and I saw him, but no, this is what happens on this playground. It gets so crowded here. And when I think I have to have one of my buddies around, and I'm getting ready to start playing with him, and so I get distracted. I start talking to y'all, and then I lost place. So let me just call him. Aday, are you there? Hey!
I'm right here. I am right here.
Oh, yeah. Give me a hug. I'm so glad to see you. I thought I lost you, man.
Ooh.
Wow. I'm so glad. He's yawning like a bear.
Give right, me a big bear hug.
Bear hug. Oh, that was a bear. That was a, that wasn't a, okay, got it. Thank you. I got it. I appreciate it. Thank you for being here on the playground with me again this week. And, you know, especially with this most important topic, you know. So when I ask you now about who is Aday Anifowoshe, I want you to explore answering me from that place that we want to explore today, which is about how abundant we are, how are we loving from this surrender, this child's heart, and allowing this abundance in our lives with no excuses. So take it away, Ade.
Well, yeah, make it easy, why don't you?
That's right. I need all of those curveballs.
Mm-hmm. Well, from this place, we can talk about a child's heart, recognizing our abundance, not making excuses. Well, the first thing I would say is I'm truly, truly a student and teacher of life. And, excuse me. And right now, I feel more of a student at this moment. I don't know. I can't say that I've connected, not from the way I'm thinking about it anyway. I can't say that I've connected to the child's heart. I'm getting there. So as a student that I am, I'm learning and doing revisions, revising my notes and recognizing that I have the answer and looking at the answers that I'm coming up with. And it doesn't quite match what I know the real answer is. And I'm trying to figure out in this equation, what did I do wrong? Where did I multiply the wrong figures or add or minus? Or what did I miss? So I am looking at the equation of my life and looking at the results that I'm coming up with and knowing that it's not the result that I know it can be. Especially when we talk about abundance, when you talk about love. And so I'm not running from the equation. I'm actually, in a funny kind of way, actually excited about it. There's a sort of nervousness about it because I'm more in a place where, you know, when you're doing a math equation, you try it over and over, you ask for help, and they tell you do it again and do it over and over. Somehow you're still not getting the answer. So there's sort of frustration and sort of annoyance. So as a student right now, I'm kind of annoyed about how I keep coming up with this answer, which I know is not the answer. And I know that the answer I have now is based on something I added, something I subtracted, something that I missed. So not worrying too much about the answer that I have, but really just, okay, let's go to the beginning. Let's go back to the equation. and slowly walk it. And so right now I'm showing up as a student.
Okay.
And I'm showing up as a student.
Okay. All right. I like this. I love this because I don't like just like it. I love it. It's because this subject is so it's so relevant to so many people in this moment. And so with that, I want to ask, because I have a whole lot to say. You know I do. When I say abundance is my birthright and I command it now, what does that bring up for you? What are you feeling?
Okay. All right. Sure. Yeah, I'll be able to do that.
Come on.
Abundance is my birthright and I command it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to answer that when I thought about it. It's like it was going to come out a different way. But as I repeated it, it's like if abundance is my birthright, it already exists. It is mine. If it's my birthright, there's nothing I need to do for it. It's just mine. I can choose to claim it or not. It's like an inheritance. You know, the executor, whatever they call a person who's in charge of the will, they said, this is yours, the money, if we want to use money as an example. I'm not just saying abundance is so much more than money for me. But if someone wills you money, a house, a car, whatever it is, any material thing, and they're saying it's yours, you have a choice. It's your right. It's yours by law, by just for being. So when I think of abundance as my birthright, it's mine. Now, I look around and say this abundance that is, it's about peace of mind. It's a spiritual wealthiness. It's material wealthiness. It is perfect health. It is abundant relationships, or harmonious relationships. Just when I, you know, live in, surrendering, soaking in the abundance that is my birthright, the way I see it and feel it right now is in that space, or let me put it this way, in that space, if I allow myself, or when I allow myself, especially now, if I allow myself to sink into that, it will take me to that place of a child's heart, because it now removes the need to figure out, the need to get the equation right. It's almost like it's a sort of stillness in that space for me when I think abundance is my birthright. I won't even declare it yet because I'm still learning to be with abundance is my birthright.
Because
if I declare it in being with it, I might declare something that I think abundance is, but is not. So right now, as a student, abundance is my birthright. Actually, just brings me back to what does that mean? And I might just spend the rest of the day really sitting with it, rather than even trying to declare it, rather than trying to figure out the equation. It's less stressful if I meditate on abundance is my birthright. Yeah.
And you know, it's beautiful because what you just said about, you know, it took you into a child's heart. And it's all, for me, what's coming up is abundance is an action. It's an action. It's an act of surrendering. It's like if abundance is our birthright, and since it is, it's at this point, it's a commanding, because at other times there was no allowing, you know, in the sense where of just allowing this, like you said, you can either accept the birthright or not. And in accepting the birthright, it looks something like opening up completely to. And it's an action. In other words, it's like I'm opening up, I'm surrendering, I'm completely opening up and being receptive to this good, this goodness and mercy that track me down, this love and grace and ease that is all wanting to be all over me. You know, it's like we do it at times because at those times we feel the abundance that we are. you know. And so we do it at those times and we get the glimpse of that. It's almost like peekaboo, you know. It's like, oh, okay, so we do know what it is to be abundant because in those times we're giving and we're receiving, and it's either or it's neither and it's all. It's everything because it's one and the same. You know, if that makes any sense. It's like when we are here and we're saying I surrender to the will of the Most High, of the Creator. I am surrendering right now. You are now abundant, my child. You know, it's like you are now in the space of abundance because what? You are ready to receive. You are ready to take that action of surrendering, and that means sometimes getting up when you're prompted to. When you have it, a moment with the Creator, and the Creator says, okay, now get up and call so-and-so. Now go and type in so-and-so on the computer, you know, and go or get up and go to the store right now. You want some peppermint tea, you know. And just being able to be mindful and aware to for everything. That bird is outside. Let me go outside. And then you go outside and you just stepped on a $100 bill. You know, that kind of listening to be able to accept whatever abundance is coming for you. Somebody gives you a word, you know, something that you really needed because your heart was heavy about a particular person or experience or a subject. That's abundance. It's abundance to be able to appreciate and look at the fact that, wow, you know what, I keep getting, I was talking about this earlier, I don't know how, but I just keep getting rhymes in my head. I keep getting poems in my head. I keep getting words from the Creator in my head to go write down and in the stories and in books. And, you know, I don't know why, how I get these formulas for people. You know, that's an abundance. That's an abundance that I can recognize and I can appreciate, that I don't have to wonder about and fear that I'm not good enough to have, you know, like we have done with money. All of the we that is listening to the sound of my voice right now. Okay? There's none of us that is exempt to that, even if it was at one point or the other or to a smaller degree, lesser degree, or greater degree. The point is that abundance is our birthright if we decide to accept it, and however biteful that we want to do is our choice. Change, on the other hand, it's not our choice. It's going to happen anyway. And with the abundance of thought that we're putting out there, with the abundance of energies that we're spreading, pretty much, you know, y'all know what it is. I ain't going to say that. But, you know, so, you know, with that abundance, we are bound to see the fruit of those thoughts and actions and deeds and such. And words, yeah? So all of those things that come for us, and I really want to touch upon, you know, I was saying the other day about, you know, how it came for me about the being in the moment, right? You know, I like to come back to the moment a lot right now in my life. Like, you know, more than not, I come back to the moment. But and there are times that I go to the past, and it's no blame, no shame, no guilt, no pain there about it, except for it's not getting me anything now. And I see how, this is what I was saying yesterday, was that see how the people who are well-meaning around us can sometimes, bless their hearts, they're not trying to, but help to keep us looping, because their well-meaningness and their love is really, I mean, it's supporting what we saw as either failure, not good enough, or, you know, we're mediocre, we're not that all of what we said, you ain't all of that, you know. And you know you're not all of that. Well, okay, all this peace and love stuff, all this good, nice, positive stuff. Well, I don't see you. Where's your jag? You've been saying you want a jag for years. Where's your jag? Okay, where's your beach house? Well, it's getting personal now. Y'all need to back up now. Back up off of me. Back up off of this. But you out here talking about embracing love and all this kind of stuff, peace and love. Where is your goods. What you got to show for it? Well, I'm peaceful. You know, you peaceful, but I mean, is that getting you anywhere? Well, it's getting me closer, you know? And so in being that, you got so much debating that you have to do, and you don't even do it out loud. They don't necessarily come to you. You know their thoughts, though. You know what they're thinking. Because you can see it in the offhanded remarks. You can feel it in the offhanded ways that they operate or are around you, you know? And so in those times, you know, you can find, and I want to give the mic to you in a second. I just want to say this. It's like in those times when you're in the past, because that's what they represent for you. They're not representing in the present moment. No, they're not. Because in the present moment, you're claiming your existence. In the present moment, when you bring yourself back and breathe in and out, you are in the present moment and you're claiming your existence by your breath. At that time, when you say, I'm coming to present, you are claiming your birthright right then. Mm-hmm. So, but the reminders are constantly there. That's why, you know, sometimes it's good to get out of the environment that you're in, and that's called retreat, and take yourself into a place where you can actually ponder where you need to let go in order to move forward to the next step. Now, let's just stop there. Because if we stop there, then we can get to the point of conception. You know what I'm saying? And that point of conception, that point, yes, I'm saying, well, I'm getting excited just thinking about it. It's like that point of conception is like that's the time when you can actually start thinking forward instead of backward. Because if things are going to happen anyway, right, it's going to happen anyway from what you're thinking, right? So why are you still talking, thinking, and having them keeping you back there and you happily being there because it's easier? But then you actually change it to a forward-thinking mode where you're constantly putting yourself and projecting yourself in that forward mode. And I'm telling you, people, I am practicing. I'm in a work in progress right now. Well, I can speak about it because I am. You know, without any fear anymore. So I'm going to pass, with that, I'm going to pass the mic over.
Okay.
I'm off my soapbox.
Well, you know, so many things are popping up for me, and it's what I will say is quite simple, actually. I think most of our problems comes from believing our thoughts. When we believe our thoughts, you know, we talk about having new thoughts, change your thought, yes. But when we believe our thought, we get into let me use a personal example. So I shared with where I was when you asked me who am I and how does that look with the topic we were talking about love, change, and making excuses and abundance being my birthright. In my stillness while listening to you, it's like I just heard, what if what you just said is not the truth? What if this is a process of you opening up to the birthright? What if what is happening now is you opening to more? So it's like when I listen to that, it's like, okay. Because it's one thing to think, to allow myself to believe completely that what I just said, my thoughts are right, and that's it. I figured it out. What it is I'm working out this equation. I mean, I'm not getting the right answer, blah, 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 but I already know what the real answer is. Well, what if that's not true? Because the mind, the egoic mind, will always try and find solution. And the when we go into the spiritual realm, when we, you know, when you talk, in order to allow, accept, embrace the idea that abundance is our birthright, we have to be open in so many ways. Like you said, being able to, you're here to go out, you're here to make a call, and be open to not thinking you have figured it out. thinking that you figured it out. Okay, this is what's happening, so now I'm trying to figure it out. No, it's like maybe there's nothing to be figured out. The truth is there really isn't nothing to figure out. In the mind, yes, I get it. In the, you know, we get mental about it. But it's about it's about recognizing what is happening and just saying, what would I rather choose? What would I rather be? What result do I want? So if I'm using my equation analogy, if I'm dealing with it and I can't figure it out, this another option is don't try and figure it out. Ask somebody else done it. Listen, I keep doing this and this is what I'm getting. What do you know? Can you help me? As a matter of fact, I can't see. Maybe I need glasses. Can you read that for me? And so for me, it's this whole thing about accepting abundance as my birthright and understanding that this abundance is so much more than my mind can comprehend. So to try and – the mind is needed, of course. We have it. But to – in order to know what to take to this wellspring, if I'm going to take a spoon, a cup, a bucket, or just connect a pipe – I need to at least go and examine the reservoir of abundance that I have before I figure out, well, abundance on my way. I guess I need to take a cup because other – no, it's none of my business to do that. Go and look at the reservoir for us first. Look at what you got. It's like, oh, my God, this is a – oh, no point bringing that bucket here. Shoot. Let me find somewhere making a pipe so I get a constant flow of this abundance. So I figured out my equation.
I love it. I love it. Let's take a break out there. Let's just take a break and come back and breathe in and out and just claim our abundance and our existence.
All right.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Real Love is a party, a spiritual event. Love lessons for singles and couples at Hillside International Truth Center, Friday, February 7th, beginning at 7 p.m. with Dr. Barbara King, Dr. Aldewan Tart, and Dr. Janet Page. Plus a mix and mingle party at Atlanta Airport Marriott Hotel till 2 a.m. featuring Teresa Hightower and Leonard Julian with the Mose Davis Trio and Joey Somerville. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org/real love.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Thank you for for holding on and being here on the playground with me, Playground of Life. This is Ombasa Sofira, and I'm so happy to be back here with you. So, Ade, what we were speaking about when we left, Ade, this, the idea of the well-meaning family and friends that we have around us, and how, you know, solutions, you know, because there's always solutions to everything, and I love to ask questions, because I know in those questions there's right around it, to the left, to the right, to the side by side, underneath, on top, somewhere to the diagonal is the answer, okay? And so I love questions. I love, 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 love. And so in that, when we think about, you know, the family, friends, and how well-meaning it is, I know oftentimes when I go to another country, another city, and I'm working, it's a whole nother vibration. I don't know. Most people probably feel this when they go and they work somewhere else where people don't know them. There's not a segmentation from what you projected to the people around you. See, because we teach people how to treat us. So clearly, how well the teacher are we is what the question is that we need to be asking ourselves. So in the meantime, while we're learning that and we're seeing what that grade is that we can give ourselves and how much we're actually biting off of this new person that we are creating, called the person who is doing what they want to do in life and being who they know to be, a person who's claiming their birthright in life. As we're moving towards that, my suggestion is to keep your happiness and your joy to yourself and let other people see it through your actions. Don't run it around talking about I found Jesus. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know that you, I mean, it's fine if you want to. I'm not telling you what to do. But I'm just saying, okay, sometimes it's just much better to hold that love and let it overflow out of you from what they get to see in your example of your actions, yeah? So they can say, wow, you know, I want some of that. What is that? Whatever that is you're using on your skin, girl, I got to have it, okay? And that is the living by example that the Christ energy is speaking about, you know? These things I do and you do greater things. You know, that is no joke. Nobody wants to really hear it because it makes you have a big task, you know, mm-hmm. to some people in that vein. But it's really all about the greater things. It's how big and how vast can you love yourself? How big, how low can you go? How high can you go? Can you go high up? You know, you know, you don't have to go down low, you know. It's easy to go down low, but try taking that magical flight. Try dealing with the magic, the mysteries, and the miracles. Try going beyond what you see with your physical eyes. Try taking that, let that breath ride the magic carpet ride. Let the breath just take you wherever you want to go on your deepest, in your deepest level of being. You know, allowing that breath to just transform you and metamorphosize you and have you dealing with angels momentarily. Mm-hmm. You know, in a moment's notice, all of a sudden, you having a conversation with angels, and it's all right because you still walking this earth. You still enjoying the lusciousness. And why? Because you're listening to messages. You're in touch. And when you're in touch, you get the answers that you're seeking, and you're walking where you want to walk. The more we turn a blind eye and a deaf ear on the inner voices of who and what we are, we're all a part of this angelic realm, this nature kingdom, this universal love called the Creator. We're all a part of it. That's why they say everybody's psychic. Everybody's psychic. You're there, Sony. Everybody is psychic. So run from the word if you want to. If you want to call it prophetic, if you want to call it discerning, whatever you want to call it that, okay? But this is what's up. The tuning in to the frequency of love that you are is what will get you into heaven, okay? To heaven right here on earth. There is no tiptoeing into heaven. You either in or you're walking in or you're not. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So it's next thing I know, they said, "What? Did she didn't let out? They say anything else?" Because I'm like going down the track here, people. So, and it's so funny because I think about the times when I didn't have nothing to say. I would just not say anything. When we used to do our show together, and you'd be like, "Well, you didn't say anything." I didn't get a chance to say anything. I would say, "I didn't get a chance to say anything. I was waiting for you to stop." And it was comfortable there for me. It was comfortable for me not to say anything, you know. But it is a powerful thing, even in that, talking about abundance being our birthright, you know, being able to claim a new existence for myself, you know, where I can open up my throat chakra and say all the things that are wanting to express from my heart chakra, yeah. And then that coming from my soul power, soul power to live, whole soul power live. So, yeah, so my feeling is, Ade, and I'm going to pass it over to you now, my feeling is that one of the resolutions is for time to start when you are making these shifts and these changes and you really want to align with grace and ease and abundance, you know, start taking that in, breathing in, meditating, which is listening, to spirit, to the creator, to the voice of love and all of their life, you know, and getting the answers and acting when prompted. What do you say about that? Let me pass this mic.
Well,
right now.
You know, what comes to mind is you talk about, you know, figuring out being, you know, it's like becoming one with the dreams, with the vision that you have for your life. It's really become like a farmer. You know, a farmer wakes up very early in the morning, does what she or he needs to do, gets up and till the soil, and, you know, just focuses on watering the seed and getting rid of weed, and just that's the intention. Later on, they get to do what they need to do, but their attention is about this thing, this plant that they're growing. And, you know, as I said, for me, it's like, you said something earlier that we teach people how to treat us. And if we haven't learned what we want, what's good for us, what's not good for us, what we like and what we don't like, then what do we have to teach people? So in my lesson, in my gift today of recognizing abundance is my birthright, is I'm actually going to just let that sit with me. I'm going to just, you know, kind of like a meditation, like what's it called? When you have, not a mantra, is when you have it's like I'm going to use it as a meditative thought to bring myself back into awareness. It's like breath. When you're breathing and you're meditating, you focus on your breath and you drift away thinking about what you have to eat or what you ate or your stomach feels funny, and you just use the breath to bring yourself back. For me, I'm going to use that idea, that spiritual truth, that abundance is my birthright to bring me back to my center, to the truth. And from that place, decide if I just want a scoop of water, or a cup of water, a spoonful, or, you know, and also know that it's not even either or. I can have, one day I might just need a spoonful because that's all I need. I'm mixing some little paint. I'm trying to paint something. Sometimes maybe I'm washing my car, so I need my bucket. Maybe I just want to take a bath and, you know, I need the pipe, or I just want to just do whatever I want to do. So really it's about learning. For me, what I'm taking away from the show is everything that you know, live it, be about it, get lost in it, and your life will reflect it back to you, period.
I heard that. All right. Well, you heard it. You heard it first from Ade Anafrawoshe. In case you're wondering, that's who you're hearing. That's who you're listening to, Life Coach Ade. You can catch his show from Monday to Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, and it's two whole hours two whole hours of love from Ade. Check him out. Check him out. I'm giving you big hugs, Ade. I'm loving you. I'm loving you, and I'm thanking the Creator for you. And I see you on the playground in a minute. Yeah. So, and I want to leave you all with what I wrote earlier this week, and that is, say yes to the best to come, and say yes to the best that's already here, present and accounted for with you. Much love, and thank God for you. Ombasa out.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.